The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, 9th Chapter, Text Number 46, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 1st, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Maunabhratasitatapo Adhyana व्याख्या रहो जप समाधय आपवर्या प्राय परम पुरुष ते तजितेन्द्रियाणाम वाच्या भवन्ति उत न वाच्यसु दाम्बिकाण। प्रहलाद महाराज इनडायरेक्टली इज डिक्लाइनिंग ऑल दिस 10 प्रोसेसेस फॉर लिबरेशन. Those who are actually interested in liberation, for them to control the senses, these 10 kinds of processes are recommended. The first thing is mauna, to remain silent. You'll find in India there are many saintly persons who do not speak, silent. So, Prahlad Maharaj says it is for the avitendriyana, this process mauna, to remain silent, is meant for persons who cannot control the senses. It is better not to talk than to talk foolish. In English also it is said like that. It's better stop talking than talking foolish. So, in the material world, actually, all the talks that we indulge in are all foolish talks. They have been described in the Shastra as croaking of the toes. What is the meaning? We have got the tongue to talk. We can engage the tongue for talking about Krishna. But those who cannot talk about Krishna, but talk all nonsense, better stop them talking. That is called mauna. Mauna means you cannot talk nicely, better you stop talking. So that is also a kind of vrata, bhav. But our process is different. सबई मन कृष्ण पदारो इंद्रयो वाचामसि वैकुंठ गुणानुबन। वी डू नॉट स्टॉप टॉकिंग बट वी टॉक बट फिट इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस दैट इज ऑल. सो देयर आर मेनी इन हिज माइंड दे टेक क्रेडिट बाय नॉट टॉकिंग एंड समटाइम्स यू गो टू देम and ask some question, they will write in pencil on the paper, we will not talk. And what is the meaning of this? Silence. If I put some questions and you write in paper, what is the difference between talking and writing? I am using the senses. I mean, for talking, I am using the senses tongue. And instead of using the sense tongue, active senses, I am using my hand. So this is all the sense getting used. The real fact is that you cannot stop the tongue working, engage the tongue in Krishna consciousness. That is all. Don't talk material subject matter in big meetings, the politicians, the United Nations. They're talking, but talking all nonsense. Simply going there for passing resolution that now we have to do this, then the world will change. No, it will never change. By such kind of foolish talking, it will never change. Better close this United Nations organization, because it has not given any practical effect. But talking about Krishna, just see how it is giving practical effect. Here, you are assembled here, from Europe, America, Africa, Canada, practically all over the world. But you are United Nations. You are United Nations simply by talking Krishna. This is the reason. And if you keep yourself as American, as Indian, as Canadian, as African, and go to the United Nations and talk for years and years, there will be no more United Nations. It will be more branches will be increased. Because this is nonsense talk. It is practical. The United Nations is talking for the last 30 years, and where is unity for the nation? It is not possible. And here we are talking about Krishna, say for 7-8 years, just see the sample, how this young man has become a human in Krishna consciousness. This is practice. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, this stoppage of talking is better than to talk nonsense. If you cannot talk of Krishna, better don't talk. Therefore, this Mounam is recommended for the persons less intelligent who cannot talk about Krishna, better stop. This is called Mounam. Otherwise, Srila Rupa Goswami says that I have got only one tongue and 2 ears, so how can I enjoy or serve Hare Krishna, only with one tongue and 2 ears. If I have millions of ears and trillions of tongue, then it will be possible. Tunde Tandavani, that I forget that verse now. He is feeling like that. How shall I chant Hare Krishna mantra by one tongue only and hear Savanam Kirtana by 2 years. So he is expecting so many years and so many times to chant Hare Krishna mantra. So far we are concerned, conditions so, even 16 now becomes very, very difficult job for us. Because we have practiced to talk nonsense. We cannot find out little time, say for 2 hours, for chanting Hare Krishna, but we can find 24 hours for talking nonsense. Therefore, one who cannot chant Hare Krishna mantra, he should stop his talking. That is the moment. Don't talk anymore. Better remain silent. This is the recommendation by Prahlad Maharaj. And Vrata also compulsory. It is meant for persons who are desiring to be liberated. Here it is said, apavarga, apavarga, apa, of apavarga. Of means just the opposite, of, not. And apavarga, apavarga, I have several times explained to you, pa means position, labor, working very hard. this material world, everyone is working very hard. Man, animals, birds, bees, everyone. It is meant for them. This opposite of the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is no question of work. What to speak of hard work? There is no question. Nata satāryam karanam ca vidyate. This is the first definition of God. Nata satāryam karanam ca vidyate. He has nothing to do. You see, Krishna, a simple enjoyer, he has nothing to do. He hasn't got to go to the market. We are servants. We go to the market and prepare food for Krishna. Krishna says he is playing on his flute. And if you, with devotion, offering food daily, he has nothing to go. So similarly, those who are servants of Krishna in the spiritual world, they also haven't got to do anything. What to speak of hard work? Chintamani prakara sagamasu kalpa vrikha lakkhabhyate sutra bhīra vipāra. Everything automatically is there. Now, we haven't got that idea. Therefore, sometimes people accuse that I am poisoning so many young men. They are doing nothing. We are practicing that prayer that we haven't got to do anything, still it will come, everything. That is real practice. We haven't got to do business. We haven't got to go to the office, but still things will come. That is Krishna consciousness. Natasakaryam karanam chavidya. So, how it is possible, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Satatam kirtantam mām jadantastu jirabhyata namasantastamām bhaktya nirtu-jitru-pāna. Virabhruta, that is what? Virabhruta. If you simply take this vow, determination, that I shall do nothing except serving Krishna, bhajantimāna virabhruta, mahātmāna uttamāna prātta devī prajati māsika, bhajanti ananna manaso virabhruta garima. So, if we simply decide that I shall do nothing except to serve Krishna, be virabhruta. If you want to take vow, take this vow, then you haven't got to work very hard. So, apavarga, or means not, negative. And pavarga means five principles of material condition. First thing is poor. You have to work very hard, purisham. And then poor. Poor means you have to work so hard that foam will come through your mouth. You have seen sometimes in horse, in man, after hard working, there is foam. The poor, and bow. Bow means bhaktata. Vaisata means disappointment. In spite of working so hard, so that foam is coming in the mouth. Vaisata. Just like you see, you have seen horse or bulls. They are working so hard, and the master beating with wheels, and still the master is not satisfied, and the animal cannot get sufficient food. Bhaktata. In spite of so much working hard, we can see in the animal, sometimes we see in human society also, disappointment. After working so hard, disappointment. That is the nature of this material world. You think that by simply working hard you will be very happy. That is not possible. You can simply work hard. You will get whatever you are destined to get, either you work hard or not, it doesn't matter. Tasyaiva hita prajateta kovya. The material world, there are two things. One, something gained and something lost. So, gain and loss, then you get it as you are destined. Every one of us, you are destined to certain extent of gain and certain extent of loss. That is destined. So that Shastra says, don't try for this destined gain or loss. If you are working so hard to make some gain, even if you do not work hard, you get that gain. Don't try for it. Better utilize the time for chanting Hare Krishna. That is the induction of that. Tasyaiva hita prajateta kovida na labhyate yad bhramatam paryata. The people do not understand. They think that these young men are being induced to escape. No, it is not escape. This is the only path of liberation, apavadya, to make the powerless. Bob is backup. And bob means bob, fearfulness. In spite of working so hard, everyone is afraid. What will happen next? What will happen next? Ahara nidra bhayamaitri. This is the nature. And then, after working so hard, bringing out home in the mouth, disappointment, then fearfulness, at last, die, mrityu, more. This mind, pavarga. In Sanskrit grammar, there are borgas, pavarga, chavarga, tavarga, like that. Five borgas, pavarga. So, this word is used generally in the Vedic literature, apavarga. Dharmasya, dharmasya hi apavargasya. Apavargasya. Dharma means, religion means to accept the path of apavarga. It is not a religious sentiment. Therefore, dharma is defined dharma to sakshat bhagavarga. That time, the state authorities, a man is suffering in the prison house and he is praying to get released, or is very anxious to get released. So he has to follow some government rules and regulations. Then he may be released. Therefore, dharma means the rules and regulations of the law given by Krishna. If you want release from this bondage of material suffering, apavarga, dharmasya hi apavarga. No, arthaya, artha upakalpate. Generally, we go to the temple for artha, some material gain. Oh God, give us our daily bread. This is material gain. Either bread or rice or something. It is also good, because ātva-arthāti. Chaturvidhā bhajante mām janā sukṛtinā. Sukṛtinā. Anyone who goes to the temple or church for begging bread, they are also good, because they are coming to the temple. In that respect, they are good. But one who thinks that what is the use of going to the temple? God is everywhere. Even in the wine shop, there is God. Let me go there. Instead of coming to the temple. That is equivalent. God is everywhere. He goes to the wine shop for realization of God. But to come to the temple is for you. This is equivalent. So anyway, dharmasya hi apavargasya na arthaya upakalpate. And to gain money, material gain, does not mean we shall satisfy our senses. What is that? Arthasya. Artha is not meant for sense gratification. Jivasya tattva jigyasa. Life is meant for Tattva Jnana. The dharma kam moksha, this dharma means to become religious. Why religious? Yes, we require the necessities of life in a regulative principle, dharma artha kama, and to satisfy. We have got senses, so we have to satisfy, otherwise we shall become unhealthy. That is sex life. Sex life is required also for a healthy condition. For Jitendriya, that one who is Jitendriya, one is conquered over the sensual activities, for them it is not required. Therefore, it is recommended to, train the children to become brahmachari. That means to control the senses. Brahmachari guru kule basat danto. Danto means controlling the senses. That is guru. How to teach the student to become controlling over their senses? And if he is perfect, then he doesn't require to accept Gyastasa. He can accept immediately Sannyasa. But if he is unable to do that, the brahmachari, the guru orders him, all right, you take a good wife and be satisfied and have family life up to 50 years, then you give it up. Not that, that it is essential one has to marry. This is a concession for sex life, that's all. So, in order to dharma sa, dharma artha kama mo kama is required for home, ajitendriyana, one who cannot control. But one who can control, if one is trained properly, he can control, he doesn't require. And because any activities of this material, they mainly utilize for systematic, proper peace, peaceful condition of it. Social, political. But after all, they are material. Material means unwanted. Krishnadas Kaviraj has said, Dekhte bhagda bhadra sapali sama. In this material world, we sometimes say, this is very good and this is very bad. Kaviraj Goswami said, this bad or good, it has no meaning, they are simply mental compounds. Because in the material world, everything is bad. The so-called good is bad and bad is bad. Therefore, we have to search out how to get out of the world. This is how to make these material activities nara-dhara, useless. That is the recommendation of Prahlad Maharaj. And that can be done directly, simply by becoming Krishna conscious. It is not Prahlad Maharaj's own word, but Krishna said, Sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekaṁ saraṇam aham tvā sarva-pāpi-brahma-kuśa. Krishna takes charge that you haven't got to suffer anymore. You simply surrender them to me and I shall take charge. Tesāṁ aham anukrihātam mittu samsāra sāgara. If we take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, then he will take charge to deliver you from these mittu samsāra sāgara. This material world is compared to the great ocean of birth and death. Mittu samsāra sāgara samudhatya is taken away. Prahlāda Maharaj recommends that there are so many processes how to get out of this material world, but Prahlāda Maharaj and all the devotees, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has recommended that chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Kalo Rase, Rase, Rase. That is very, very easy. You take it and chant it sincerely. Without any offense, you haven't got to follow this. This karma unapratasya tattva dhyanam. It is not possible nowadays to be a very learned scholar in Vedic literature, or to remain silent, or to take some vow, then to remain in a solitary place, then japa, samadhi, to remain in trance as the yogis try. They are impossible. They are recommended processes for getting liberation. But in the Kali Yuga, it is not possible. So we are so fallen, it is not possible to execute all these processes. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the mercy incarnation that these people, so fallen, they cannot do anything. So he has recommended a simple thing. Kalo nasti va nasti va nasti va gadiran naka chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much.